Hello.
Hi, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Renato in?
Yeah, I'm
Hey,
here.
Renato, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Great. Can I take a...
I have seen your email, all
Okay.
right? Yeah. I understand what you mean there. Just I need to know. Because
Do you have a pen handy?
yeah, I have.
Okay, so here's the thing. I can offer you whatever you need. I've got that authority here. So just you know a little about our bank. We're well aware of what's going on in the industry, and I assume that you're getting multiple calls a day to offer you cash. You're getting multiple letters in the mail every day, people trying to offer you cash, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and in my opinion, this is not the best way to go about running business. Many of these people in our industry are completely uneducated about the product they provide. They're just salespeople. And our system's a little different. We've been in business 12 years. We do loans up to $2 million. Your business wouldn't qualify
Yeah,
for
okay.
$1 million. It would qualify for more like, for $2 million, it'd qualify more for like $1 million. But what I'd like to understand is really the most important thing to me in these
But
loans.
you know why? Because I think I have sent already the application for you guys.
Correct. You've already been approved.
Yeah. Huh?
You've already been approved by us. But what I want to understand is,
I think I didn't show you guys because the rate is so high. I think that's I don't take the for you. Because when I saw right here, you have a physical or typical $250, all right? $250,000 approved. Okay?
Well,
And
that's.
okay. No,
Go ahead.
I saw right here when you mail you sent to me.
Correct.
18 months, all right? I can get to you for in 18 months for 337. Okay? Look at this. I have to pay for by month. I have to pay by week.
I can offer you multiple terms. I think what I'm trying to convey is this. People, what's happening is you got an offer for $60,000. I understand why you took that offer. You're borrowing 60, you're paying back 5 or 6 grand in interest. It looks like a very low cost. But the issue that I see with my customers, because I have a lot of my own existing customers, is, and you can look at my reviews online. In my email signature, it says read real life reviews, and you can click that is. What happens in our industry is people are coming to customers and they're saying, how about you do this? How about you do this? Lower amounts, lower interest. And they're vomiting all this data on them that's completely meaningless to the customer. From my opinion, and I can structure the loan in multiple ways, the $250,000 is just one approval for you. I have multiple approvals, multiple terms. But I think the most important thing for me to understand, because I need to understand your goals, is really how much money are you trying to get and what are you using this money for? What are your goals?
Right now, I get my goals is for don't need a $250,
Okay.
$1,000. Yeah, today for the next I think the next week I'm gonna see the next few months and the next 6 months 100,000. You know, like this.
Okay.
You know, and pass some months I can need more. You know, it depends of my clients needed to buy. You understand what I mean?
You have opportunities that come up that you're not sure what they'll be like, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. How often do these opportunities come up for you, approximately?
For me, I think it's like I told you, $120,000 is good for me.
No, I
If you get
understand that. But how often? Like you said, you're not sure, but how often do these needs come up? Do these come up once a year? Do they come up once a month? Once every 6 months? What is your
No,
term?
he come up after a month, show up,
Okay.
some deals, you know, every
Okay.
month, sometimes in 45 days, show up this for me, you know?
Okay, so they come up quite often, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think this is kind of what I would tell you, and I have multiple ways to price out your loan. I can price it out however you want, but this is my thought process. The loan that we give customers, it's similar to a line of credit in that they can use it multiple times. These loans aren't 1 month loans. So these loans are not, you're not, they're not designed for you as a business owner to borrow $100,000 and pay it off in a month and then get another $100,000. Probably what they're meant to do is if someone has multiple opportunities such as your business, they're meant for them to continually flip the money. I'll give you an example. You mentioned you
just
have
one
a customer.
Just one second.
Sure. Take care.
Oi, Rafael. Oi. Beleza, eu não te chamei porque os meninos ainda não, ainda não entregaram o caminhão lá. É isso que eu tô falando. Dá um tempinho. Não, é. Tá atrasado, não fala. Não. Segura. Passa o valor pra ele na segunda de manhã. É mais fácil pra mim do que eu ficar te segurando. Passa segunda-feira de manhã. É mais certeza, tá bom? Segunda de manhã você passa o valor. Falou? Abraço. Maria, não sei o que lá que eu te passei, né? Pode ser ela. Pode sim. Tá bom. Falou. Um abraço. Tchau.
Hello?
Hi. No. So, this is my thought process. So, there's a lot of different ways, and it's very important. What's very important in these relationships that we have with our customers is to not push them. So, if you have multiple options, there's different ways to look at it, but if you're flipping this money constantly, if you're using $100,000, then paying it off and doing another project, probably the best option here for you, in my opinion, there's two ways to look at it. There's two very good options. One option is a very short-term option. One option is a very long-term option. There are two ways to look at these deals. So number one of the issues that I see with customers is they get multiple loans. Because they're always chasing the best rate. And so they'll have one, two, three, four of these loans, and it doesn't make sense for them. It's not a good idea. I'm a bigger believer in doing one loan and having one relationship. So I guess that what I would suggest is this. I can do a few options for you. I would like to focus on actually what you're trying to do. So are you trying to do something where you pay off very quickly, or would you want the money for a longer period of time so you can keep on flipping that money? What would be more appealing to you?
For me, I need the money like 5 months.
Okay. And do you think you'll ever need more than $100,000 in the future? Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, of course. I can ask you for $250,000. Just I got the deal, that's it. No, I'm not to say to you $250,000. Sometimes I can need a $500,000. I don't know. It depends on my customers how much he needed to. I have to build in China some products, and sometimes take more time because this I don't want to be rushed. Sometimes I need a 4 months, sometimes I need a 3 months, sometimes I need a 5 months. Sometimes I need a $200,000 or $300,000. Right now, $120,000 for me is good. You know, it depends of the time of the year, the ordering of my customers, like this. You know.
Gotcha. So here's a few ways to slice it, and I think this is kind of my thought process. So there's a few ways to look at this, and it really is on your comfort zone because
if the line is going down. Just take my cellular phone, 305.
I've got your cell phone. I've got the cell phone.
Yeah, because sometimes the lines go cut. But
No worries. Yeah. So here's my thought process, and I just want to talk to you like a normal person. I don't want to talk to you like a salesperson. So what you have right now is you have people, they're trying to get your business by offering you a cheaper and cheaper rate. And in my opinion, they really don't care about your business. Many people in our industry do not care about their customers. All they care about is making a commission. That's all they care about. And so this is my thought. $60,000 does not do anything really for your business.
It doesn't
do anything. It's a useless approval. It's 2 days of your sales. Here's what I would tell you. These loans are about opportunities. They're not about chasing money. They're not about putting three loans together. They're not about putting five loans together. They're not about doing 100 now and 300 later. This is what I would suggest to you, and this is from my experience. Most of these loans have what's called a rollover. Since you might do a lot of these loans, let me explain to you and educate you how this process works. Let's say you get $100,000. Let's just say you get $100,000. And let's say over 6 months, let's just say this, it's just data. Let's say you pay $119,000, okay? So let's say you borrow $100,000, you pay back $119,000. All right?
Okay.
Now what happens is, oftentimes a customer needs more money. So 3 months later, and I included my email, you're going to call the bank and you're going to say, all right, look, I need some more money. And they're going to say, okay, great. You paid us $119,000. We're going to call it $120,000 for argument's sake to make the numbers easy. They say you're paying back $120,000. But these loans are about a commitment to pay back money, not principal and interest. And so they'll say, okay, well, you're halfway into the loan. You paid us $60,000, so you owe us $60,000, and we're just going to take that $60,000 and we're going to roll it into the next loan. But what really that means is that you're rolling over all this prepaid interest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're constantly recycling. And what happens is, customers oftentimes, before you know it, they're just paying interest upon interest. So this is my thought process based on what you're telling me.
All right.
There's two ways to approach this. And you know what? I am going to call you on your cell phone because your line's going very bad. Can you give me that cell phone again?
Yeah, like I told you, because call me on my cell phone. Call me on my cell phone.
Okay, bye-bye.